By Adria Kane. And yeah, Paolo told me that is Adria Kane is a Canadian rhythm and blues singer from Toronto, and she aims to connect with the world by presenting stories of lived and shared experience through her music. We have two more songs, but we're going to play them in the end of this show. And first of all, we're going to jump right back to our interview questions and about the new game that the SVSPO office brought out here, and invented. And yeah, we're going to jump right back to the questions I have, and Paolo is also going to explain some of the cards and the rules again. And I wanted to jump back to the questions I had before we had to say goodbye to Precious. So you hosted an Interrobang party. Mm-hmm. How was the feedback of the people that participated?
Oh wow, the feedback was very positive. So mm-hmm. we hosted two interbank parties with the students, one at the Know Your SFU office, and the other one was at the Global Student Center. Mm-hmm. And the feedback that we got, the students, my favorite feedback is where I can buy the game. So if someone says that at the end, I am feeling that the game is something that they wanted to have in their hands. They also expressed that many questions or many cards also make them think something that they have never even asked to themselves, not only others, but to themselves. They connect in a deeper level with their peers. We had the opportunity at the Global Center to play with the students, but there was also kind of like a very strong volunteer group, like the volunteers at the Global Student Center. So then that was an excellent opportunity also for team building. So the game is not only a tool for folks to deepen their connections and learn more about relationships, consent, boundaries, culture, friendship. But it's also a great opportunity for example, clubs here at SFU or any volunteer groups or any teams that work together and that are student-focused to sit down one day, 1 hour, and get to know each other. So, so far, the feedback has been positive. Another new thing is that we developed this game for students, right? That was our main purpose. Mm-hmm. But teams or staff have been quite interested about the game. So I also host another session with the student services, and they were about 40 staff. And they also absolutely loved the game because it was another way to connect with their colleagues, but also to learn how they can facilitate this game with their students.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds really interesting. And where can people buy or borrow the game?
Yeah, so then right now people, we are offering borrowing the game to all the SFU community, including FIC students. We are not borrowing the game to external folks. So then they can go to our website, and there is a page that is focused on Interbank. So then they can borrow the game for 15 days, and they can play with their friends, and then they can just return it. But we also are in the plans to distribute the game to different student services centers, like the Women's Center, out on campus, here at SFBERG, Embark, and all the groups, for example, are here at SFSS, but also the Indigenous Student Center, the Global Center, and so many other student-focused services. So then they will have available the game there, so then students can go there and play as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds amazing. And yeah, I was wondering, what is your main goal, like, of Interbank in general? So what did you try to create here on campus?
Well, the main goal or my main vision at that time, that it was kind of a co-vision with Precious, was to really open up conversations on subjects that are sometimes difficult to navigate for certain people, because we cannot assume everybody feels comfortable with those themes. We have a population that comes from totally different cultures, and then there are some topics that are quite taboo or difficult to explore. So first, open up conversations on these themes. That will help people to understand a little bit more the theme that we talk on our office, that is sexual violence. And then also deepen connections. One thing that I have heard over and over in my 3 years or 4 years already working here at SFU is that the students don't feel connected. That they feel, they come, they go to classes, but it's so difficult to get to know people, make friends. So then I hope that Interbank is an excuse to create deeper connections and deeper conversations, so then we don't stay in the question, hey, how was the weather today? Because we can check on our phones how the weather is. But we truly need to go deeper in order to create that sense of community.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. And I heard about that a lot, because I'm also very engaged with the community here. I speak with a lot of students, and so many students said it's really hard to find friends here. So that's probably a very good way, yeah, to connect with other students and other people here at SFU campus. And I have a card right in front of me here, because we wanted to jump into a more details about the game, and you wanted to explain the game rules a little bit.
Yeah, so I, as I was saying before, we can play the game, we can choose, like after we filter the game, right? Mm-hmm. So then we can choose by time, like if we wanted to spend how many minutes in each level, or by rounds, or a mix. But one thing that I wanted to explain is that within the game, we have four type cards. So the first card type is questions. So we have questions, and then there are questions, like general questions on different topics, and then the person will answer those within their understanding, ability, and comfort level. And then we also have hypothetical card types. So those are like potential or hypothetical scenarios that the card will give you, and then you will answer how would you feel or react in that situation. Mm-hmm. We also have something that is called rapid fire. So as a group, so if this card rapid fire comes to you, like you have 30 seconds to answer a specific thing that the card will say there. For example, the card will say, I don't know, ways to say hello in different cultures, or for you, how do you say hello? Mm-hmm. And then we have also that one that is called Pictobank. So then you will need pen and paper, because then a card will come, and then you have to draw a picture that reflects the prompt on the card. And again, everybody on the table, we have 30 seconds. And after that, then everybody will introduce kind of their drawing and say, well, I draw this because this means this and that. So then everybody will compare drawings and learn a little bit more about mm-hmm. it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So we have what we're going to play a little bit here for an example, so that you kind of get an idea how it works. So I have a question card here, and it says, how has your upbringing influenced your views on a different culture? A very interesting question. And I see this, these signs here mean something. So we have a brain here, I think.
Yeah, so then that means on top of the card you will have these signs, and then that will talk that this card lands in the category of identity. Mm. And then also which is the other one? And then family and upbringing.
Oh, yes. I see. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, how has your upbringing influenced your views on different cultures, Paola?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I grew up in Colombia, and I think that it was complicated, I will say. I didn't have much exposure to other cultures rather than the North American culture and the American dream, right? Mm-hmm. So then that was... Or the European dream. So that was kind of like the two things that we look at, but I didn't have much notion about other cultures. Yet I am thankful that the education system in Latin America is really good about geography and history. So at least I know that outside of my country, there are more countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And yeah. Then what happened in them and historically, etc. But I didn't know much because we didn't have that exposure. We have... in Colombia, there is a big Lebanese community, so I have that exposure. Then later, I will say in the 2000s, some Asians start to come to our land as well. So then I have a tiny bit of that exposure as well. But that was so little to mm-hmm. the experiences that I have here. Mm-hmm. And then my family was always pushing to, like, you have to be open, ask questions to other people, learn about themselves, like where they come from, what is that they do. So I'm thankful that it was also like go and explore. But also my family was very classist and racist too. So they put some ideas and biases in my head of like, don't talk with this type of people because ABC, right? And then that has been an unlearning process for me mm-hmm. since I moved here 20 years ago.
Yeah. For me, it's the same, I would say. So I grew up in Germany, and yeah, I had many friends that had a different ethnic background. For example, some of my friends were from Poland, from Turkey, from Italy, Austria. So I always had international friends, I would say. And my mother always pushed me into like, oh, do this exchange, talk to the people, try to engage with community. And I'm very grateful that because I went to an exchange to Spain, I think. And it was a very good way to learn about cultures and to engage with communities. And it helped me to broaden my horizon, and I'm really glad. And since I came here in November, I learned so much more about new cultures. So that's why it's always important to engage with community and to go abroad. It helps a lot. So I'm grateful that my mother pushed me into that. And my parents always told me to be more open, and some of my family members were racist too, but you kind of have to stand up against that and ignore that, and it doesn't mean that they're kind of, it's complicated to say, to be honest, but you have to learn to speak against that and to not be influenced by these opinions and by these family members. But yeah, I'm very grateful for my parents that teach me how to be open to towards other cultures, and teach me other languages, encouraged me to go abroad, for example. So I'm very grateful for that too, and especially my friends that had other ethnic backgrounds than the German background, teach me also a lot about different cultures. So my best friend at the time was from Turkey, and she always introduced me to her culture, to her language, and to her food. We always shared and exchanged food, so German and Turkish food, and it was a good time. So I'm very grateful to that. Mm-hmm. And as you could see, we're already at a deeper level of the conversation. So it's a good way to get to know each other. And you will also have another category here. So that's the rapid fire, I see here.
Rapid fire. So then in 30 seconds, we have to, each of us have to answer what it says there.
Okay, so it says non-sexual situations that require consent. That's a hard question. Oh my goodness, and 30 seconds is a lot, so you have to think quickly. And I would say when someone tells you a secret and you kind of want to talk about it with other people because you don't really know what to think about. A friend of mine told me a big secret last week, and I was totally freaking out about that, and I didn't even know what to say. But I asked, can I talk about it with my mom, for example? So I kind of have to ask. And I mean, also like hugging, for example, maybe also too. So just because some people don't like personal like contact. So always ask, can I hug you? That's what I do most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other? You still have some time.
Yeah. I don't know how long 30 seconds are, but I'm thinking, asking personal questions, because some people are just very directly to you. And also, like, can I ask this question? Is this okay to ask? Because sometimes I feel uncomfortable when someone asks me a very personal question. So that's why I will always try to ask, is this okay if I ask that? Mm-hmm. So that's two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the 30 seconds are over. I don't know. I didn't have a look on the time. But yeah, as you can see, it's a rapid and a rapid fire, but a good way to think quickly, and maybe also to transfer that on your daily life and your own situations. And it's a good way to open up about yourself and to learn. I think it's also a good way to learn about yourself and to kind of realize something, because I kind of, for me personally, it's like when I talk about things, I realize sometimes I realize something like, oh, I have this problem and I know what to do, but oh, wait, and I could do that and that. So that also is a good way to engage with yourself and to get to know yourself better. Mm-hmm. And also, not, of course, others too. But
answering questions is such a mini way of getting some therapy process, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you are able to listen yourself, as you say, and say, okay, let me think about this. And I will add to that rapid fire, mm-hmm. also checking in if it's okay to call somebody, because sometimes people don't want it to get phone calls. So then it's like, oh, hey, can I call you, or do you prefer text you? Maybe if we take photos, we do that a lot, like asking the other person, oh, I really wanted to put this on my social media. How do you feel about me uploading this photo on my Instagram? Is that okay? Also, like, planning things, like outing. Oh, hey, Vivian, let's go on Friday and watch some movies. Do you have the financial capacity for that? Because maybe you don't, and then you feel pressure to say yes. So maybe you say, no, not really. Oh, okay, let's go for a walk then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can grab some coffee and it will be cheaper.
Yeah.
Right? So then little things like this.
Yeah, that's a good way. And I just had a realization moment. So that's very true, because these things are kind of normal for me or okay with me, but for other people it is not. So that's why it's good to talk to people, because sometimes you can't really read a person and how the person feels about something. So that's a good way to be aware of such things and maybe bring it up in the next conversation when you take a photo, for example, and to ask about such things. And also, like, we're not going to answer the third and fourth category because it's a little bit personal here talking about that on air, I would say. But I could read an example. We don't have to answer, but I could read an example for the third category. It said, how much access should people have to their partner's phone or social media passwords? Oh, good question. Mm-hmm. And for the...
maybe a hypothetical.
Hypothetical category. Your parents tell you that you are no longer allowed to see one of your closest friends. Ooh, also very, very good question. I think we all had this situation.
And there is a picture ban, like the one that you will...
Draw. Uh-huh. Pleasure. Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. So...
Because pleasure can have different meanings, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It can be everything. It can be food, can be sex, it can be everything.
Everything, like, yeah. It can be traveling, it can be resting, it can be so many things. Yeah.
It can be many things. And that are the categories that I have here on the table. So three categories.
Four
categories.
Yes, you did like picture bang, we did the rapid fire.
The questions.
And hypothetical.
Okay. Now I understand. Yeah, you have to, if you are interested, please check it out at the SVSPO office. And you can play it with your friends. I think with my family it would be very interesting to play. So I might do that. And it's really, really interesting. So we're almost at the end of the show for today. And we have two more songs that I would like to play because they're really nice. And I listened to them earlier. So do you have anything that you would like to add as we almost close out here, Paola?
No, I just wanted to invite people, like, if you are part of the SFU community, check our website, www.sfu.ca/sexual-violence. Then you can find our page in Terrobank under the tab, under the education tab. And then you can see what is that you need to do in order to borrow the game. It's really easy. We just need your basic information, and then we will get back to you. You can come, borrow the game, play with your family, play with your friends, and then have fun, like get to know other people. This is also an excellent game if you are starting a relationship with someone, a romantic relationship. Then it's another way to get to know that person. So, and then also let us know how it went. Like, I always love to hear feedback because this is the first edition. So this is not the forever game. We are going to for sure make some changes depending on the feedback that we receive. Mm-hmm. So we are open to hear more from people once they play it.
Yeah, feedback is very important. So, if you played the game, then write an email or contact the SVSPO office. And if you want to check that out, you can also go on our website, so cjsf.ca, and go on our archives on Intravenous and check out the link to the SVSPO website and to Interrobang and to Precious and Paola if you want to get to know them a little bit better. And I have the last two songs for today, and this is our goodbye because we don't have time. We're running out of time. So it's such an interesting topic. I could talk about it a lot more, and I would definitely play the game for sure. It's really, really interesting. And the first song that Paola choose to play is With You, Feed Larissa by NN Navy, and it's from Burundi, and NNAVI is an emerging artist from Louisiana, and she made herself known on social networks by posting cover songs before finding the courage to face the stage and the public that was waiting for her. Her musical universe oscillates between blues, jazz, and R&B. The themes in her music reflect her own experience and the daily worries of life. And the last song is Dive by Olivia Dean. Olivia Dean is an English London-based singer-songwriter who has garnered a lot of attention in the music industry for her efforts to break down barriers for female, non-binary, and queer artists through her music. And Olivia Dean's commitment to gender inclusivity in the music industry is woven into her soulful pop songs, in which she strives to express herself through the exploration in independence and self-empowerment. So we're going to jump right into it. This was Interbang, and this is Intravenous with Paola, and we talked about the new game they're created in Interbang. And yeah, thank you so much for being here, Paola. And this is the very last, or the two last songs for today. Next show is coming up, Democracy Now. Thank you so much, Paola.
Thank you so much for having me here, Vivian. And we're going to miss you. We're going to truly miss you. Vivian is not going to be longer in the next show. So I have to say it publicly that your work and everything that you have been doing for our community has been amazing. So I am very thankful for your passion on radio and all the highlights that you have been doing, at least for our office. So we are truly thankful for everything that you did for us.
Oh, thank you so much. It touches my heart. I'm so sad and I don't want to say goodbye. And I mean, I have 1 week left, so I'm going to definitely kind of come to your office and say goodbye, because I'm going to miss you so much too. It was always a pleasure to talk to you, and it was always good to engage with community, and I learned so much from you. I mean, we did so many things. We went to the community kitchen together, we had many interviews, and it was a good time, and I'm going to miss it so much. So thank you so much for being here. This is the last song with you, NNNAV feat. Larissa, thank you so much for being here. I'm Vivian, and we are out for now.